So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamecher es habayis leimacher yetziyah. One who sells a house does not automatically include the yetziyah in the sale. Ve'af al pishi pesuch l'teicha, even if it opens into the house. The Gemara presents two interpretations of a yetziyah. Bidka chalila, a sitting area attached to the main house whose walls are comprised of a series of windows and is a place to keep cool during the summer. It is not included in the sale because since it serves a different function than the house itself, it's considered a separate entity. However, after Mizdavna, a lower structure built as an extension to the main house, is included in the sale because since it serves the same function as the house itself, it is considered part of the house. After Loi Mizdavna, Yitzi refers to an after, and neither an after nor a bitka chalila are included in the sale because they are both considered a separate entity. The Gemara adds, Ihava arba amis chashuv v'loi Mizdavna. V'iloi loi chashuv v'mizdavna. These rooms are separate entities only if they are 4 amis square. But if they are smaller than 4 amas, they are insignificant and considered part of the main structure. However, the Gemara asks from the next Mishnah of Samach Dal, which states, Lo yisabar v'lo yisadus, a pit or water cistern is not included in the sale of a house, even though stam bar lahava arba amas reichiv, a typical pit is narrower than 4 amas. The Gemara answers and differentiates as follows, Hacha idi v'idi chada tesh mishtehi. A yitziyah serves the same basic function as a house, that of a mokum dira, a living space, and so they are included in the sale if they are not significant structures. However, hasam hotash mishtalachod v'hotash mishtalachod. A water pit serves a completely different function than the house and is always considered a separate entity, regardless of its size. The Mishnah continues, v'loyas ha-cheder shalefnim himenu. A storeroom attached to the back of a house is also not included in the sale. The Gemara asks that this would seem obvious because hash yitziyah lemizdavin cheder mebaya. If a yitziyah which has a similar function as the house is not included in the sale, certainly the storage area which serves a different function is not included. Therefore, the Mishnah must refer to a case avagav de meitzalam mitzri avroi. The seller delineated the outer boundaries of the house and included this room in the dimensions. Nevertheless, it is not included in the sale because we assume mitzarim hirchabloi. One uses commonly known markers to describe the boundaries, and since people are not familiar with his storage area, he used the exterior boundaries as markers. However, he did not intend to include it in the sale. Tesis add, in hadamim raya, we cannot use the price to determine what was included in the sale, because pa'amim kaina adam karaka harba yasim in mashi shava, or one often overpays for real property such as land or houses in order to acquire a particular property. The Gemara bases this idea of mitzarim hirchavloi on two rulings by Rabbi Bar Avua. Hamoicha bayis l'chaveiru bebira gedoyla, one who owns several apartments that all open to a large central lobby as part of a large apartment building. And while standing in one of the apartments, he said, I am selling you this house. Afa pisha meitzar le mitzarim hachitzayinim mitzarim hirchavloi. Even if he drew boundaries that include the entire structure, we assume that he only sold them the one apartment and was merely using known landmarks to describe the building. The Gemara explains that it depends on the prevalent terminology as follows. Karu le lebayis bayus u lebira bira. If people always use distinct terms to refer to an apartment or to a building, bayis zavanle, bira le zavanle. If he referred to a bayis, he clearly meant the apartment only, not the building. If lebira namikar lebayis, people also refer to a building as bayis, kuli zavanle. We certainly would assume that he did sell the entire building since he included it in the dimensions. Therefore, Rabbi Bar Avuha must refer to a case where ruba karele labayis bayis labira bira. Ve'ikename de labira karele bayis. Most people use distinct terms, but some refer to both as bayis. Nevertheless, it is not included in the sale because a bayi ruled, hay man de mazmele midi lechavri tzarech lemichtavle leshayaris bezvini ile in de kameklum. Since it is common to draw wider boundaries in order to use conspicuous landmarks, the Chum instituted that it is the buyer's responsibility to ensure that the seller specify, I have not excluded anything from this sale. Therefore, since he did not write this, even though it was possible for him to give precise dimensions of the rooms he was selling, nevertheless, since he did not specify that the boundaries were exact, we assume that he did exclude the rest of the bira. Similarly, one who owns a large plain, and while standing on one of its fields, he said, I am selling you this field. Even if it delineates the boundaries of the entire plain, we assume that he only sold the individual field. Here too, the Gemara explains that it depends on the prevalent terminology. And in the case of Ika de la Sada Karle Sada, Ula Bika Bika, Vika Nami de la Bika Karle Sada, Rabbi discussed a scenario where most people use distinct terms for a plane or a field, but some refer to both as sadeh. Nevertheless, the entire plane is not included in the sale, because midahavale lemichtav lekasav shema menosh yirushayir. Since he did not specify that everything inside these dimensions are included, although kulo chodet teshmishtehi, all the fields have the same function. Nevertheless, since he did not specify that the boundaries were exact, we assume that he only sold one field. The Gemara discusses another sale with vague terms. Someone specified that he's selling the land I bought from Beichia, and havale tarte arasa to have a miscarin de Beichia. He owned two parcels of land that he bought from Beichia. Ravashi ruled, chada amale tarte lo amale. He only referred to one field, so the buyer only requires one. And the Rashbam adds, yitel halakeh chapachusa shabashtein de yada al tachtaina. The buyer gets the lesser field because the burden of proof rests on the buyer. However, the Gemara continues, I amale arasa stama mir arasa shtaim. If the seller referred to lands in the plural, the buyer acquires two fields, the minimum number included in this expression, but not more. Furthermore, I amale kol arasa de islay labar mebustani upardise. If he said he's selling all land, the buyer acquires all the seller's fields, but not his gardens and vineyards. And I amale ziara afila bebustani upardise labar mebati v'avdi. If you use the term ziara, a general term for land, the buyer also acquires his gardens and vineyards, but not his houses and slaves. However, if he referred to all property, the buyer acquires all his real property and slaves. However, the Rashbam adds, his movable property is not included unless he said, all my property.